Now back to Clout with Richard Green.
So it's not allowed to be grown in the United States of America. It's one of the most useful, most ecological, most economic, most healthful products on the face of the earth. And we're in a situation like Reefer Madness. Remember that film that we all saw when we were back in high school and college? We are, in fact, involved in that situation now. And in order for us to get our fix of this commercially, environmentally health-oriented product par excellence, we have to go to our drug dealers to the north, to Canada, because they're allowed to grow it. And it's one of the most obscene, crazy, economic, silly things that our country, well, it's a long list of what we do and what we don't do. But this, got to put this at the top. We're talking about hemp. We're not talking about smoking pot and getting stoned. We're talking about hemp. And we're going to learn a whole bunch about hemp. We're talking to Ruth Shamai, who is the proprietor of Ruth's Hemp Foods, based in where?
Toronto.
Based in Toronto, and that would be north of the border. Ruth, welcome. You're here. You're exhibiting at the expo, the Natural Products Expo here in Baltimore. Tell us about, very quickly before we go to the break, tell us what is so incredibly cool and important about hemp.
In 1938, Popular Mechanics published an article that said you can grow 25,000 uses for the hemp plant. That's because the fiber can be used, the outer fibers for textiles, the inner fibers for building material, and the seed is incredibly nutritious. That's where I come in. I specialize in making nutritious food. But let me
stop you here. In terms of textiles, in terms of like paper products, you may not even know this, but my understanding is that the Declaration of Independence or the United States Constitution was actually printed on hemp.
The drafts were written on hemp paper. Oh, there is hemp throughout United States and world history. It's been eaten for thousands and thousands of years around the world. The United States flag had, you know, early reproductions of it were on hemp from early canvas, etc. Yes, the first couple of drafts of your Declaration of Independence were on hemp paper. Many, many, many uses for the plant, and it's had a long history, but sadly, it's no longer grown in America. It hasn't been for a long time, but we are working to change that.
Right, and you're working actually with some farmers in North Dakota, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. But basically, if I grew hemp for commercial purposes because I wanted to do paper or I wanted to create rope or I wanted some hemp seeds for their protein or their omega-3, 6, 9, I can't do that in the United States of America. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So this is just an insane thing, and this is where politics meets nutrition, meets insanity. And this is Richard Green talking to Ruth of Ruth's Hemp Foods up in Toronto, Canada, and she's going to give us the 411 on everything having to do with hemp. And so you got to stay tuned because it's one of the coolest, most healthful things you could ever eat. This is Richard Green. This is Clout. We'll be right back.